I've noticed in the Bible that all the people that God have used and made them great, they were servants. They had a servant-like spirit, and they, whatever the Lord said to do, they would do it with a willing mind. A lot of times when we hear the word servant, we look at it as in a low position. But God is looking for people who are meek and lowly. So we'll pray in Jesus' name, and I pray that the word of God will reach you and you'll understand how important it is to be a servant of the living God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne this morning to give thanks. Thank you for bringing us here together one more time. Lord, we understand that it's not about us. It is your grace and your mercy that have brought us this far. And I believe and I know that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, because it's in your word. I pray that you'll bless us this morning. Let every word that proceeded out of my mouth, let it be from the throne of God. Let your people receive it with gladness. In Jesus' name, let it be so. Amen. So we're going to talk about the benefits of a servant. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26, this is how the Lord described a servant. It said, "And a servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God preadventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who were taken captive by him at his will." So we're talking about a servant of the Lord God. There are many benefits in being a servant of God. And as we go through our lesson this morning, we will see what the Lord will do for us as we continue to serve him. Let's look at Philippians chapter 2. Jesus was the primary example of a servant. He said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found fashioned as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him in giving him a name which is above every name." First, Jesus humbled himself and became a servant. And after he became a servant, then God exalted him, spirit, flesh, and gave him a name that's above every name. And we know, according to the scriptures, every knee shall bow to that name. So we must understand that being a servant is not at low degree. Jesus is calling us out to be servants of the living God. But this is what it's going to take right here. I didn't give you the scripture. It says 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12. "For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he ought not." So we have to start out with a willing mind, and then God can work with us. As we go forward in our lessons, we will see the benefits of being a servant. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 26, rather, I'm sorry, verse 24. And the Lord appeared unto him in the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. So the Lord will bless you, your children, and your family. He'll do it for his servant's sake. When we learn to give it all to Jesus, the benefits are attached to our family. Numbers chapter 14. Verses 23 and 24. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land where it he and his seed shall possess it. So not only will Caleb possess the land, but his children. His children's children. So if we follow God wholeheartedly, he will bless us and he will bless our family. He has done a lot of things just because of his servant's sake. So being a servant is not a low office. We must start out being humble before God and give him a chance to exalt us. Now if we exalt ourselves, then we'll be abased. That's what the Bible teaches us. So when I realized that being a servant for the living God, it's a big deal. He will trust you even with the devil. Job chapter 1 and verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, art thou consider my servant Job, that there's none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. So the Lord knows everything. He sees everything. All things are open and naked before his eyes. So he knew that Job would stand before the bombardment of the devil. And what caused Satan to lose his office, it was pride and jealousy. That's what motivated him to start a rebellion. He refused to serve God any longer. Consequently, he was kicked out of heaven. We cannot be motivated by those things that are not of God. He's God all by himself. And if we learn to follow him with a willing mind, he will see us through. We are talking about the benefits of a servant. Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan and thou and all this people unto the land which I have given unto them, even the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. So, the Lord will promote you. And Joshua was the minister of Moses. Moses died, and the Lord elevated Joshua. The same promises that he gave unto Moses, Joshua inherited them. So we must learn to trust God. He knows what he's doing. We cannot see from one minute to the next. I don't even know what's happening outside right now. Don't even know what's happening inside. So because of the fact that Jesus knows everything, he sees everything, he understands everything, I have made the choice that I will put my life in the Master's hand and let him lead me and guide me each and every day. I cannot make it on my own. I'm hopeless without Jesus. I need his mercy and I need his grace each and every day. Without him, I understand clearly that I will perish. So I choose to serve him. But we've got to learn to serve him with gladness. We've got to work while it's day. We cannot afford to get weary. We must continue to trust the Lord God each and every day. Because his coming is at hand. Hallelujah. Ezekiel chapter 37. And we'll read verse 24. And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell there even they and their children and their children's children forever. And my servant David shall be the prince forever. Your children will receive the benefits just because of David, the servant of the living God. He's telling the writer that, hey, even they and their children and their children's children, they're going to reap that benefit forever. So, hallelujah, we must trust God and live according to his plan. His ways are right, and there is no fault in him. Psalm 35. Verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which art pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. When we prosper, the Lord is happy. He'll make us to prosper if we continue to serve him. Just give it all to Jesus, because we don't know. Nobody in this room knows what tomorrow will bring. So because of that, I know that the day will come when the Lord will descend. And it doesn't matter the state of our minds or the position or what we own in this life. Every person in Acts chapter 20, I think it's 24, it tells us about the resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. And every person will stand before God and give an account for their lives, the lives that we've lived. So I choose to serve him now. I want to bow down before him now and serve the God of heaven. I must be the servant of God, the one that you've called me out to be. Because before God called me and I begin to follow him, my life was a total mess. I could not find my way. I was being bombarded by the enemy, and he tried to take my life several times. So when you see me running around and jumping around like a madman, I've got a reason. I've got a reason to sing and shout, because God has been good to me, and I will serve him for the rest of my days with gladness. I will be excited about spiritual things. Hallelujah. Some folks, they believe that being a servant is at a low degree. They need name tag. I've seen it. They need a parking space that says apostle or prophets, and they put it on their car, in the front of their cars. I don't have to have a title or a position or a name. I've got the name that's above every name, and that's Jesus. Jesus is that name that everybody in this world need. Every person, every man, every woman, every boy and girl needs Jesus. He is the only answer. So don't look to anybody else to fix this problem. We're in a world that is full of trouble and turmoil, but only Jesus can fix it. Amen. Psalm 144, rather. In verse 10. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivered David, his servant, from the hurtful sword. So our God will deliver us. He's the one, salvation is of the Lord. And he will deliver us from evil, from hurt, from pain, from suffering, from sickness, from disease. He is a deliverer. So we must learn to trust him and serve him each and every day. Isaiah 37, verse 35. For I will defend this city and save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. So this great God of heaven, he will save a city just for one person, his servant. So we must learn to serve him. He's worthy of all the praise and all the glory. So when we serve God, we're doing a good thing. The Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. So we must learn to serve him with gladness. We cannot afford to get weary. We must work while it's day. We cannot stand in the marketplace idle. We must be about our Father's business. Jesus has called us out for a reason, a purpose. We have a purpose-driven life. Many are out there lost and dying without hope. But we lay back in the corner, some of us, and we won't even reach out to our co-workers because we are terrified of the adversary. But we are serving. We are serving this great God who created all things. All things were created by him and for him. And we must learn to serve him with gladness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 20. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? We skip to 22. This was Daniel's reply. My God had sent his angel and had shut the mouth, the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no earth. He will shut the mouths of the lions for you. Many lions are raging amongst God, against God's people, but there's a God in heaven that sees and he heard our cry. He have seen our affliction and he have heard our cries. And he will shut the lion's mouth in due season. But we have to learn to wait upon the Lord God and serve him with gladness. A friend of mine explained to me, and it makes sense. Sometimes when we hear wait upon the Lord, and we're thinking we should just sit down and relax and wait upon God. But he pointed out to me, it's like being a waiter. Or a waitress. We are waiting on God. We are doing whatever he say to do. We're giving him what he need. We're washing his feet. We're giving him the bread and the fish. We're waiting on him. And in due season, he will deliver us. But we've got to learn to wait on the Lord. It's not sitting around on a shade tree and drinking lemonade. Oh, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. No, we have to wait and serve at the same time. Amen. So we learn to wait upon the Lord God. Daniel was in a terrible situation, but he had decided that, you know, it doesn't matter what happened. And the thing is, when we know that we're safe and secure in Jesus, I can stand before you. I'm not asking for it, but I can tell you, I've said it many times and I'll say it again. I am not afraid of death because I know that it's an appointment for me. And every soul in this room, because the Bible teaches that. And whenever that day come, I just know and want to be secure and safe in the arms of God. I know one of these days I won't be here, but I'm not terrified of death. Because the Bible tells us that death will lose its sting and grave will lose its victory. Because one of these days we will rise again and we will go and be with our Savior forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Our minds cannot even comprehend everlasting. It's time without end. So I am not going to spend my time in this world living for the pleasures of this life, which is only for a season. But I am determined to serve the Lord God forever. I will stand for righteousness by the grace of God. I will stand for holiness by the grace of God. I will stand when friends are gone by the grace of God. I will stand if I'm all alone by the grace of God. We can do it. He has given us the power that we need to overcome this evil world. We must learn to serve him. We must be willing. First, must be a willing mind. Then it's accepted. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter. I don't know. I've got chapter 8 on one paper and chapter 18 on one. So I think it's 2 Kings chapter 8, sis. 2 Kings chapter 8 and verse 19. Now I'm learning how hard it is for Pastor to put all this teaching together just for us. So I'll read 2 Kings chapter 8 and verse 19. Yet the Lord will not destroy Judah for David, his servant's sake, as he promised him to give him always a light and to his children. The Lord would not destroy Judah for David, his servant's sake, as he promised him to give him always a light and to his children. So God is a promise keeper. And it's apparent that he was going to destroy Judah, but he spared him for David, his servant's sake. So when we're serving God, it's not a small thing. Don't be deceived by the adversary. He's a liar, and he cannot tell the truth even if he tried. You could pay him all the money in this world. He cannot tell the truth. He's the father of lies, and anything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. God is concerned about us. God is fighting for us. He loves us more than we love our own self. We have to understand that this God left his throne in glory, and he came down and laid his life down for us. It's not for him. He's God. All things were created by him and for him. Everything that he does is for us. We are his little children, and he loves us more than we love our own selves. So when we get to understand these things, we'll be excited about serving the God of heaven. He cares. He really cares for us. And he's working it out for us. Everything, he's working it out. So he saved that city because of David, his servant's sake. He defended the same. He defended the city for us. He shut the lion's mouth for us. And he will not forget us. Isaiah chapter 44, verses 21 and 22. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgetting of me. I won't forget you. You are my servant. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sin. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. He's calling for us to come home to him. Let the cares of this life, there always be cares of this life. There will always be circumstances. There will always be trouble on every side, but we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We will be cast down at times, but we will not be destroyed because of the grace of God. Trust him. Lean on him. Put your life in the Master's hands.
He will not forget you. He said, come back. I have redeemed you. He is our Redeemer, and he will redeem his servants. It doesn't matter how far you've gone. Come on home today. Make today the day that you make that decision. If you have been halted between two opinions, this is the day that you make your choice to follow Jesus with a sincere and a willing heart. There first must be a willing mind. When we will our mind to serve him, we can, because he's a very present help and he will help us. Well, you probably say, well, Brother Corinthian, that's Old Testament stuff you're talking about. Well, let's look at Romans chapter 1. Verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. You see, the problem is where I came from many, many, many years ago. People wants to be apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers and preachers, but nobody wants to be a servant. Paul was one of the greatest that the Lord exalted and made him great. But he'll tell you, sinners, I was like number one. But if you notice, before, let me read it again. Paul, a servant. Then Jesus called him to be an apostle. So before he was an apostle, he was called a servant. So when we learn to serve this great God, then he will exalt us and put us where he wants us to be. Learn to serve him. Let me tell you the problems that I had at work. Simple, but powerful. There was this trash can at work. And it's like five of us work in that department. And it seemed like I am the only one that can see this trash can is running over. They'll put bottles, and then the bottle will fall out. So they'll unzip, the bag from around the can and pull it up. So we have more room now. And that will fill up and it'll still overflow. And no one seems to, I'm the only one that can see it. So naturally, yeah, I got upset. I said, okay, I'm going to see how long we're going to let this thing run over. Nobody would pick it up. So finally, I humbled myself and I took the trash out, but I didn't take it away. I put it down right beside the can. But then the Holy Ghost, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need it today. The Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, son, who are you working for? You remember my word, you must do it as unto the Lord. And when the scripture hit me, it shook me. So I took the bag and I took it to the trash can and put a new one in the bag, in the can. We have to learn to do it as unto the Lord. We're not men pleasers. We're trying to please God and serve him. When we learn to do that, then we'll begin to see our way. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. So I picked the trash can up and I threw it away. And from then on, I have decided that that's my job. I will do it. Philippians chapter 1. In verse 1. Paul and Timothy. Really know what happened, but the servants. Praise God. Will you clap your hands? Put your hands together for Jesus right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We worship you, dear God. I bind and rebuke every hindering spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. So you see, Paul and Timotheus, they were servants. They were servants of the living God. Titus, chapter 1, verse 1. Next little verses 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, spirit and flesh, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. So you see in it, Paul is servant, then an apostle. You have to get this in our head that when God called us, he knows exactly what he wants us to do, but it's up to us to prepare ourselves and get ourselves ready, and then God will use us. He's looking everywhere for people to use. There are billions of people in this world, and some of them are lost, and they're dying without hope. We have got the message. We have got his spirit, and all God is asking us to do is dedicate ourselves. Once we dedicate ourselves, he will send us. I'm not sure how many people he have called out of this church and sent across the world, everywhere, building churches everywhere. That's what we do. That's what we are. We are the church. It's not the building, it's us. And God is depending on us. We love to depend on Jesus. Jesus, I prayed all the time, Lord, I'm depending on you. And God's probably saying, well, can I depend on you? Can I trust you? Can I send you? So he's looking for us to be ready and prepare ourselves. When he called on us, we will be ready. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, even if he tried, he couldn't do it. Every word of God is settled. It's immutable, unchangeable. So it won't be a 21st century new edition or what they do in the government. I can't remember the word, what they do. They add something else to it. That won't happen with the Bible. It's settled. Everything we have need of, it's here. This is our roadmap to take us where God wants us to be. James chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes that are scattered abroad. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle. When we become a servant, God will give us the key. He will anoint us to be apostles, prophets, and every office that you think is the greatest in the church, in the fivefold ministry. But first, we have to understand that God, you know what the scriptures say? God resists the proud. Get away from me. But he gives grace to the humble. So when we learn to humble ourselves before this great God who can do anything at any time to anyone and nobody can arrest him or dethrone him, and we understand that God is great. These are not just words we are saying about how great it is. These are not just songs that we are singing. But this God can do everything and anything that he wants to do, and none can withstand him. That's the God that we're serving. He's not asking us to work, perform miracles. Just pray, pray, pray. As a matter of fact, we have a prayer line. This church has a prayer line. It was here when I came. And I don't know if a lot of people are on there not praying, but we'd love to hear you pray. It's refreshing. It gives us strength when we unite as one unit and we cry out to this great God of glory. We have cards out there. Get one and get online and pray. Let's pray together as a family. We get stronger together, and you'll hear testimonies that will lift you up. You'll hear problems or issues that will make you feel like, oh, because my toe hurt, that is not so bad at all. And we'll learn how to pray and cry out to this great God of glory. Hallelujah. Jude 1, first one. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ
and brother of James to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ. I don't know if you're new today, but I've been reading about God the Father and Jesus Christ, and if you're separating them, let me tell you real quickly. When you hear Father, you're talking about the Spirit. Jesus, the flesh. Flesh manifests itself in, Spirit manifests itself into flesh. So it's the same person. It's one God. His name is Jesus. Revelation chapter 1. So when you hear Spirit, we're talking about God. God is a Spirit. And Jesus, he showed himself among mankind. Revelation chapter 1. And verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. So when we become a servant, God himself will show us the future. He'll show us things to come. Luke chapter 12. Verse 42. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him doing. Of the truth, I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he had. He will make us ruler over everything. Don't be envious of your worker, your boss, or the worker with the position you thought you should have had. God will fix that in due season. Just continue to serve him. And I'll conclude with Matthew chapter 25, verses 21 to 23. Sis, let's back up to 20. Let's start at 20. Matthew chapter 25, when we begin at verse 20. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained 5. I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. 22. He also that hath received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside thee. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. 20, that was 23, right? So those are the words that we want to hear at the end of our days. Well done. Well done, good and faithful servants. Enter now into the joy of the Lord. If we hear, or there are evil servants, they didn't do well at all. They refused to do the will of God. And you know what he told them? Depart from me. I never knew you. I refuse to live my life. And at the end of my life, it's rough enough living in this world. And then I end up standing before this great God and hear, depart from me. I cannot afford that. I cannot afford that. We have to make our minds up today to be sold out, fully persuaded, fully committed unto the work of the Lord God. He will see us through.
He will give us power. He will send people to encourage and lift up. He will provide because he is our provider. Would you stand to your feet and put your hands together for Jesus this morning? Lord, we love you and we appreciate you. Thank you, dear God, for what you have done and what you're doing right now. I pray that you'll help us, dear God, to turn our hearts to you completely and to reject this world in Jesus' name. Thank you all for listening to me. May the grace of God be with each and every one of you this morning. Greet somebody in Jesus' name. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that we shall work together in Jesus' name. Amen.